This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
On Wednesday, European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker will be in Washington to discuss, you guessed it, trade policy. Over the weekend, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the U.S. is ready to negotiate with the EU, China, and Japan on trade as long as our trading partners agree to remove tariffs on U.S. goods, as well as what he called non-tariff barriers on U.S. companies. Marketplace's Mariel Segura explains what those are.
We hear a lot about tariffs. Those are taxes on foreign goods. But then there's this other thing called non-tariff trade barriers. Kathleen Clausen teaches law at the University of Miami.
Quite simply, a non-tariff trade barrier is a measure other than tariff posing a barrier to free trade. Think about it as the red tape.
That's a broad category. Mireia Solis at the Brookings Institution says it can include measures that are blatantly discriminatory, like when China forces U.S. companies to give up their technology.
Companies, when they invest in China, they have to share their proprietary technology with Chinese counterparts, and that obviously erodes their competitiveness.
But these barriers can also include things like health and safety regulations. For instance, when a country passes stricter fuel emission standards for cars, that country might cite environmental protection.
Whereas the foreign counterpart may argue that this is done intentionally to try to prevent cars from other countries to enter the market.
Non-tariff trade barriers have become a big sticking point in international trade discussions. Rachel Brewster, who teaches law at Duke University, says that's because tariffs are actually still pretty low.
When the Trump administration says other states aren't acting fairly and puts on tariffs to punish them, that is all because of other states' non-tariff barriers.
These barriers are likely to come up later this week when the president of the European Commission visits President Trump in Washington. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.